evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friend, the Last Nighter, again, speaking from the Red Indian Little Theater. The Red Indian Little Theater just off Times Square. And that's as bad a pun as I've ever heard. But it just goes to show you what'll happen if you don't read your script over before you go on the air. In the meantime, here's Jimmy Greer, sort of poised in midair with his baton for a downbeat. Since the boys in the band found out that Jimmy is really serious, not to say a little wild with his downbeat, the fellas in the first two rows are wearing baseball masks. Well, I thought you might like it. Anyhow, here he goes with a little rumble rhythming. One and, two and... Well, Jimmy, I'd ask you to sit down and take a rest, but we need a little theme music for a couple of guests we have in the little theater tonight. Right now, the boys are in the wings taking bows as fast as they can before they start their act. They're no fools. All right, Jimmy, theme, please. It's those two well-known first citizens of Taney County, Arkansas, Oscar and Elmer.
Elmer, the man's ready.
Yeah, well, he's just going to have to... Wait a minute, I have to tell you, I feel bad all over, Oscar. I just got a letter from my gal, Team, back in Arkansas.
Who's Team? That gal over the ridge?
Ain't I never seen I told you about my gal, Team?
No.
Well, she ain't very good looking. She's just sweet. She stands 290 pounds and 6'200 stocking feet. Do chores just like a man. Boy, when Sunday comes and she dresses up, something's really done.
Is she a good worker?
She got everything she ever got by hard knocks. Used to get up in the dead of winter and go down to the barn at 4 o'clock in the morning, get the old cows out of the house and get cows out of the bed, make them give till it hurt. Then she'd clean out the barn, separate and water the cream, some little ox-lock chickens, feed the hogs, chop wood, and build a fire. By that time, it was past 5 o'clock in the morning. Her old man upstairs with rheumatism was taking his head out of the window. Screaming for breakfast.
Got any book learning?
Well, she can read and write, and I had a little. Went to district number 5 for 6 months. Last 6 weeks, she waited in 6 miles of snow, cleaned up her hips twice a day. And that night of the big blizzard, she froze her feet.
Is she still a-going?
Oh, yeah. She's got a new car now. She swapped Lem Peters out of his old 1916 Chevrolet. She got a swell car. She got it for 2 stacks of moldy hay and a set of the duck eggs. It's got 2 wire wheels, 1 disc, and 2 or 3 woods, and boy, she ain't a bit scared to drive it, neither. She'll take corners in that thing, Oscar, doing 5 miles an hour and never think nothing of it. She's just an old daredevil. She goes to town a half hour, of course, it's only a mile and a half, and downhill all the way, but she'll open her up.
Say, I used to know her. Ain't she got a little brother?
Oh, you mean Claude?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 19 years old now. He has fits. He had him ever since he was born. He pitched a fit when he was just a baby, and they was going to smack him in the head with an axe, and they couldn't find the axe, and he got too big to put in the sack, so they just let him grow.
What's he doing now? Whistling?
No, he just hunts rabbits and has fits. He's apt to come right out in the front room, and they got company with a couple of dead rabbits in one hand, and the guy's got a gun in the other, and throw a fit right there in his hocking feet. Gonna make him quit hunting, though.
Why?
Last week he was sitting asleep on the milk stool down the barn lot with a gun on his lap. Dreamed he was hunting some skunks or rabbits or something. Pulled both barrels, the gun kicked him in the mouth, knocked all his teeth out. Both hammers come down on his thumbs. He fell over and broke the milk stool and shot the best cow in the barn.
And now for the drama. A real thriller replete with the lore of the red man and the ways of the savages. A little beauty entitled 10 Nights in a Teepee, or Through the Biltmore Lobby with Flit and Fly Swatter. Well, things are bad all over the country. Anyhow, in the first scene, our Indian hero was caught red-handed reciting an epic poem. That's a nice touch, Indian caught red-handed. Well, never mind. He's reciting that old classic, The Red Menace in Your Home, or Hottawatta the Plumber. Overture, please. By the shores of Gitche Gumee, by the chewing gum dispensers, stands our red man, Hottawatta. Stands our man of plumbing fixtures, chawing mournfully and singing. Sadly singing is our hero.
Just a minute, Corp. What is this Hottawatta singing so sadly?
Well, the poor fellow just spent the night in a hotel, and he's singing the uncomfortable pajama song.
So what's the uncomfortable pajama song?
Oh, Lord, you made the nighty too long. Well, we now come to scene two.
Listen, Hangnails, you're writing these scenes awfully short.
Yeah, I know, but I just washed my typewriter and I can't do a thing with it. Anyhow, the second scene of our drama opens upon a lonely Indian campfire. And sitting around it are Big Chief Dotted Line of the Eskrow Indians, Big Chief Uncle Tom, who leads the Blackfeet Indians, and Big Chief Eaglebeak, who leads the Studio Orchestra Indians. It's a big moment. Curtain?
Me Big Chief. How?
What?
Me no say what. Me say how.
Oh, how? Well, it's really very simple. You take one part Italian vermouth, one part ketchup, and one part hair oil. Mix thoroughly and throw out the window. Nothing to it.
Hey, Chief, big news. We just captured another wagon train of pioneers.
Heap good. Did you get leader of pioneers?
Sure, right after the battle. When we found him, he had an axe in his stomach.
Over easy, please. Man had what?
I said when we found the guy, he had an axe in his stomach.
You know, Chief, a tummy hawk. Ah, there in the blossom.
Hey, wait a minute. Who is this guy?
Ugh. Him visiting white man.
Yeah? Well, why does he wear a bucket over his head?
Because I'm a pale face, you dope.
How, pale face?
How, Chief? How's about a drink?
No, me sorry. All braves my tribe wear eagle feather. We never drink except with those who wear eagle feather.
Ugh. Birds of a feather get crocked together.
Ugh.
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 What was that last crack?
Ugh.
That's better. You better keep a civil tongue in your head or I'll make you go and sit with the girls. As for you, my little Indian corny flower, you intrigue me. Tell me, where did you come from?
Oh, I just grew up here in the forest.
I get it. Aged in the wood. But would you like to marry me? We could spend our honeymoon out in the Mojave Desert.
Look, I'm just a stranger around here, I guess. The what desert?
The Mojave.
Pardon my cuticle, but that's pronounced Mojave.
Oh, Mojave.
Yeah, Mojave. Anyhow, you're not so hot. Just look at that beard of yours.
Sorry, if I had a razor blade, I'd shave. I guess I got one in there. But tell me more about yourself, my weak cactus berry. What about your family?
Well, my father was a Sioux and my mother was a Sioux.
Which makes you an old Sioux and Sioux, right? May I have this dance?
Say, wait a minute. I am a Sioux. Are you the guy who kidnapped so many, my tribe?
Not me. I haven't a Sioux to my name.
Why, you? I ought to kill you.
Nah, don't kill him. If you must punish him, why don't you banish him?
Yeah, the banishing American. Look, how's about it? Will you marry me?
Well, I won't marry you unless you dress like an Indian. For instance, you'll have to wear moccasins.
Wear moccasins? Wait a minute, what's moccasin?
Why, everybody knows that. Moccasin's a big shoe.
That's funny, my cousin's a big heel.
Goodbye, please, twerp.
Thank you. must be my foolish heart. For after all, you've known me to fall before. And what are you trying to do to me and my foolish heart? Against our will, we feel the old thrill once more. Fooled again, will I end up by being fooled again? And will I let myself be ruled again by what my foolish heart may tell me to do about loving you? You've got me under your spell. You knew it right from the start. I'm yours to take, although you may break my foolish heart.